overcoat.
Okay. And then between the coat and the shirt on a suit, you'd wear a...
Shirt?
Over the shirt.
Oh.
Sleeveless garment.
A sweater.
Matching the coat and the pants.
A coat.
He's wearing one there.
A vest.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
The bottom part of the suit would be called the...
Pants.
Any other term for pants?
Trousers.
Okay. What would the farmer wear?
Overalls.
And another verb, if someone had delivered the wrong package, you might say, why did you... No, that's, that won't get it. If you had left your coat inside and someone got it and carried it out to you, he might say, here, I have...
I brought your coat.
And I have... Same verb.
I have brought.
Mm-hmm, and I will.
I will bring.
Okay. The coat won't fit last year, but... it did fit last year, but this year it... wait a minute, I've got this backwards.
Too tight.
The coat won't fit this year. Here we go. But last year it...
Fit.
Mm-hmm. And if you... If your old clothes had worn out, you might have to go to town to buy a...
Suit.
Well, not an old suit, but a...
New suit.
Mm-hmm. If you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them...
Baggy.
It would make them do what?
Bulk.
Or...
Expand.
A word like bulk.
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if the shirt wasn't sanforized and you put it in hot water, it might...
Shrink.
And yesterday it...
Shrank.
And it has...
Shrunk.
What about a woman who likes to put on fancy clothes to go to a party? You'd say she likes to.
Dressed up. Gussied up.
Mm-hmm. What about a man who was in front of the mirror all the time? He likes
dandy. It.
Okay. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear Jelly Bean for that?
Yes. But what? It would be, well, that's a 1920s. It's an expression that was already going out, I'm sure, when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time that would be used would be an affectation or a clever remark about a jelly bean or something, you know, where you're pulling up an archaic word that to make a sentence sparkle or to make some witticism or something like that.
What would you call the small leather container that a woman carries for her coins?
Purse.
Okay. What would a woman wear around her wrist other than a watch?
Bracelet.
And what about her neck?
Necklace.
What if it were several little things on a chain? It would be a...
Necklace.
Well, a lot of, say, wooden, little wooden things, or...
I don't know.
Well, beads is what I'm...
Beads?
What I'm getting at,
beads.
But what I want, really want is a what of beads?
String of beads.
Did you ever hear pair of beads?
No.
Okay.
Never.
And what would a man wear to hold up his trousers?
Suspenders.
Epigalluses?
I would only use that being facetious again.
And to hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
Ever parasol?
Only being facetious or something. Mm-hmm. I not normally use that.
In making a bed, what do you call the top cover?
Spread.
And you would put your head on a...
Pillow.
And what would you call something that's about twice as long as a pillow? Might be on a bed or on a couch.
Just a pillow.
Do you know the term bolster?
Yes, I've heard the term bolster. I didn't realize that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. I think it's used in different senses. If you might say, this is just to get an expression, that bolster doesn't go just partway across the bed, it goes...
Completely across?
Or all...
All the way.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything like slam across or clear across or plumb across?
Clear across.
Okay. What would you put on the bed for warmth? Made of homemade, usually.
Quilt.
Mm-hmm. And what might children make up on the floor? Kind of makeshift sleeping place.